Over the last couple of days, 14 miles of new border fence have been completed. It was a replacement project near San Ysidro, California. San Ysidro, not far from San Diego there at the crossing. 14 miles replacing old decrepit fence there. And what it does is it frees up agents that would normally have to guard that area. They can now go to areas that have less secure fencing and border walls and so forth. So the border fence is up there, 14 miles, $147 million project. And it's just the latest effort by this administration to secure the border, to enforce American law. And there's nothing wrong with enforcing American law, except if some on the left would have you believe that somehow by enforcing American law, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you hate people of color, which is absolutely absurd. I fully support immigration in this country legally. Legally. Dave Ray here, Federation for American Immigration Reform, better known as FAIR. He is the communications director. Dave, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. This 14 miles of border fence replacement completed in the last, I guess it was finally finalized just 4 or 5 days ago, maybe. 4 or 5 days ago. It's an important step forward. Every step is important. This one just as much so, yes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Border Patrol will be the first to tell you border wall isn't going to stop illegal immigration. There's no silver bullet solution, but certainly it goes a long way in making it more difficult to illegally enter the United States. And it saves lives of Border Patrol agents because they're not, standing against a rickety old fence where people are able to shoot through at them or, you know, drop things on their heads and so on. Some of the stories I've heard would absolutely blow your mind. And I'm reporting live today from the McAllen sector, which is actually in deep South Texas, which is the epicenter of the kind of the illegal immigrant influx during the summer.
So let me ask you this, Dave, because this is what I want to know. You know, when you're down there and you're there in Texas this morning as we speak, is there more activity at this hour of the day? Is there more activity in the daylight? Is there more activity in January than there is in August? I mean, you've been there several times. So as August morning dawns in Texas there and you're looking out across the border, are you more likely to see people today or more likely to see people in cooler weather, daylight, nighttime? What do you think?
The cooler months are certainly more popular. In fact, we see as the summer progresses, May, June into July into August, that the numbers naturally go down by 10 or 15%. Things nowadays have changed a little bit, though, because people stream in at all times of the day because the idea is no longer to elude the Border Patrol. The idea now is to make sure you're captured by the Border Patrol because what these folks are looking for is to ask for political asylum, knowing that if they have a small child in tow with them, that they are guaranteed entry into the United States, and then they simply just never show up for their asylum hearings. And they're scot-free in the interior.
Let me ask. I mean, there's a big move to stay in Mexico from this administration. But here in Michigan, where I live, there's a big battle going on right now about a facility, a private detention facility being opened up. And, of course, you've got the protesters saying, we'll not have children in cages here in our community, in our state, and so on and so forth. But there's big money involved. Whether it's Catholic Social Services or Bethany Christian Services, there's big money involved in taking in these illegals and housing them and feeding them and taking care of them, whether it's a private detention facility like we're talking about here or less restrictive centers that take in these folks. Because the United States government, you and I, pay billions of dollars to support all of these facilities, all of this infrastructure for all of these people that are here illegally. It's big money, and people don't want to lose that money, do they?
No. And, you know, what the problem is now that because of U.S. asylum laws and some of our anti-trafficking laws, it was really disheartening yesterday, Steve. We were being walked through the detention center there, and there was an entire room that was full of women with one each small young children, and then another room full of men with one small child. And we were told by the Border Patrol agent in charge that every one of these men and every one of these women had been previously captured coming into the United States and sent home. And they knew that if they came back with a small child, that that was their get-out-of-jail-free card.
How convenient.
So the asylum laws have incentivized smuggling children into the country because you know you'll get out of jail free. And then the refugee resettlement groups, like you mentioned in Michigan, are actually paid by the federal government for caring for and then resettling refugees and asylees throughout the United States. So it is a huge money maker.
Huge money.
Everybody profits but the American public.
That's exactly right. Now, you're going to be meeting with Border Patrol. You're going to be going through some of these detention centers while you're there, like you already have, processing
yes.
centers. Let me ask you this. Are these mm-hmm. concentration camps?
Oh, absolutely not. These are very nice processing centers. They get three meals a day. Morning meal is cooked on site and is hot. The evening meal is ordered out by a local restaurant. The facility we were in, the folks are held there just for processing, not more than 24 hours. But remember, anybody who comes into the country and decides that they've changed their mind and they simply want to return home is released from the facility and can go back home. The other thing is this. These folks are taken care of. There are nurses on or doctors on site 24/7. They have laundry facilities. There are people taking some of these are small babies that are coming in.
So all of these things we were told, Dave, about there being no soap and no shampoo and they're, you know, they're standing on their own feces and all of this other stuff is put out by people like AOC and these radical leftists trying to get us to believe that somehow
went through the facility, by the way.
Hey, here's what I'd like to know, Dave.
Yeah.
If I come down to the border, can you get me in?
Well, I mean, they're very busy and they need a lot of leeway, but they were very receptive to taking us through. We actually came through the facility that we were in yesterday, the day after Nancy Pelosi came through. So I can certainly give you the contact information.
Yeah,
they're
I think it's important
to the media.
I think it's important because, you know, you're told all of these things about what's actually going on. And I think it's time for me and you and other people that matter that we actually find out what's going on. I'm tired of taking other people's words for it. It's a concentration camp and they're being treated horribly and they're in cages. No, they're in a detention
right.
center because they broke the law. That's kind of the way it works. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just tell you about one question that really flared wildly in the media was this allegation that people were being forced to drink out of toilets.
Yeah.
So I asked the Border Patrol agent yesterday, I said, what was up with that allegation? I mean, this came from AOC. She never went inside the facility, but it still kind of had legs. And people were talking about this for a long time. And the agent explained to me, because they're so pressed for space, some of these facilities are designed to, you know, accommodate 80 people. And one night, you know, they'll have 4,000 walk in. So things get a little crowded for a short period of time. But there was a
real quick.
Very tight restroom where there was a toilet, and then above the toilet was a sink for washing your hands.
Sure.
When you were finished going to the toilet. The woman had never seen anything like that, and because the toilet was – the water for the sink was coming out of the same
right.
area
she
where
didn't
the
understand
toilet
it.
Was,
yeah.
she said she was being forced to
real
drink
quick,
out of
Dave,
the toilet.
Real quick, Dave, when people want to find out more about what you're doing at FAIR – is there a website, a Facebook page? What do they do? Real quick, you got 10 seconds.
Check us out, fairus.org. On Facebook, it's Federation for American Immigration Reform. Or Twitter is hashtag FairImmigration.
Dave Ray, thank you very much.
You bet, Steve. Have a great day, buddy.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.